Okay, we are holding on Yod Dalet Amud Beis by Chulda. Chulda is the first word on the line, about a third of the way down. So we're talking about the different Nevi'os that we had. So one of them was Chulda. Chulda d'chsiv. Chulda, how do we know that she was a Nevi'a? The Pasuk says, Vayelech Chilkiyo Akoyim V'achikam V'achbar. And the rest of the Pasuk ends up saying, V'shafan V'asiya El Chulda HaNevi'a. That they went to Chulda. So you see that she was a Nevi'a. So the Gemara asks, "Makom the koy Yirmiyah heichem misnaboi e." Now, if Yirmiyah was in the same place that she was, they lived the same time. So how is she able to be a nevia? Which means that there are certain things that you have to do in order to get nevuah. And if there is another navi who is the gadol, you cannot do your preparations in order that you should receive nevuah. Obviously, if you receive nevuah, then you have to do what you have to do. But there's certain steps that you have to take to prepare yourself for nevuah, so that you're not allowed to do if there's a navi who is greater than you. So how is Chulda able to do that if Yirmiyah was around? Ami be rav mishmei de rav. So they said in the Beis Medrash of Rav, in the name of Rav, Chulda Krivas Yirmiyo Haisa. Chulda was the Kriva of Yirmiyo. Velihava Makpid Aleha. And he was not Makpid. So I guess it's Tully in the Guddles, his Akpada. And since he did not carry, since she was a Kariv, so she was allowed to get Nevuah. So then the Gemara asked Yoshio. Now, Yoshio, the king, went to Chulda. Gufe heicha shavik Yirmiyo mashad l'gabo. Now, how did Yoshio go leave Yirmiyo and go to her? Why didn't he go to the gadol Yirmiyo? So Ami de Rav Shila shanoshim rachmani yaseim. So Rav Shila says an interesting thing, something about nevuah, that women are rachmani yaseim. So therefore, it could be that even though Lamaisa, exactly what this means, that the nevuah is the nevuah, but still, if a woman is getting the nevuah and she is a rachaman, so it could be that there is some way to touch it up as more of a rachaman message, I guess. This is beyond me exactly how this works. But anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yirmiyo lehava hasam. Rabbi Yochanan says a different tarot. So Yirmiyo was just not around. Since he was not around, so that's why she was able to get nevuah. Shahalach lahachzer aser shvatim. Yirmiyo went to return the 10 Shvatim from Galus. The 10 Shvatim were in Galus, and Yirmiyo went to return them back to Eretz Yisrael and to be all under one king. So the Gemara asked him, Nolan Dahadar, how do we know that Lamaisa Yirmiyo did return all the 12 Shvatim to from Galus? The Pasuk says, Ki ha-meicher el ha-mimkar lo yoshev. There's a Pasuk in Yecheskel, which is talking about that it was like saying that if Klai Yisrael does not do tshuva, they will have... they will go into Galus, and they will not have Yovel, which returns all the fields back to the Bilam. So Gemara asks, after Yovel Batel, Vinavi Misnabil of Shi Batel, is it possible that Yovel was already Batel? Because since if we're talking about the time that the Ten Shvatim were in Galus, then Yovel will never be Nayig. It's only the time when all of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. So if it was true that Yirmiyo was not successful in turning everybody, then it wouldn't make sense for Yecheskel to say in Nevuah that if you don't listen, then you're not going to have Yovel. There is no Yovel. So Efshir Yovel Batel, V'Navi Misnabilav Shei Batel, is it possible that Yovel is already Batel and the Navi is going to be saying Nevuah that it will be Batel? El Malamed Yirmiyo Hechzirin. It comes to teach you that Yirmiyo returned them back from Galus, and that's why Yovel returned, and Yecheskel was able to say Nevuah that if you don't listen and do tshuva, then Yovel will again be Batel. Yoshio ben Amon, Malach Alayhen. Yoshio ben Amon was the king over everybody. He was over the Ten Shvatim and of Yehuda. Dechsiv, Palik says, Vayomer Mahatzion. Halos Asher Ani Roya Vayomru Elov Anshe Ha'ir Hakever Ish Ha'Elekim Asher Bami Yehuda Vayikras Advarim Ela Asher Asisa Al Mizbeach Veis El. So the Gemara asks, V'chimat Tiva Shel Yoshio Al Mizbeach? What's he talking about? Mizbeach and Beis El, that was the place where Malchi Yisrael was, and Yoshio was the king of Yehuda. So what's he talking about? This Mizbeach that was in Beis El, that is where Malchi Yisrael is. Al Malamish Yoshio Malach Alayhim. And he comes to teach you that Yoshio actually was the king of over all the Ten Shvatim as well. Rav Nachman Amar Mehalcha. Rav Nachman says, from here we see that the Ten Shvatim returned from Galus, and Yoshio was the king on them. The pasuk says, Gam Yehuda Shas Katzilach. Beshuvi Shvus Ami. that Hoshea was saying that when the nation returns, meaning all to be under one melucha, which would be at the time of Yoshio. Okay, so now we're going back to the Nevi'os that we had. So Esther, we said Esther was a Navi, d'chsiv v'ayhi b'yom ha'shlishi. The Pasuk says, how do we know that Esther was a Navi? It says v'ayhi b'yom ha'shlishi v'tilbash Esther Malchus. That Esther wore Malchus. What does it mean, Malchus? Big day Malchus, mi b'yom ha'shlishi. It said big day Malchus. Ela shelavashta ruach ha'kodesh. Comes to teach you that she was lovash ruach ha'kodesh. D'chsiv hacha v'tilbash, it says here v'tilbash, d'chsiv hasam, it says v'tilbash ruach lovsha es amosai. That ruach was lovsha amasai, that he wore ruach, which means that since here it says that tilbash Esther Malchus, it's referring to ruach hakodesh. So you see that Esther was also a neviya. Amar Rav Nachman lo ya'a yehirusa lenashi. It's not good for women to have too much. Literally, it means gaiva, but it really means here that that women in a place where gaiva is actually necessary. It's still not a good idea for women to be in that place. It's more of a place for a man. Tarti nashi yehara nihavin, because there's two ladies who were acted this way, even though they were nevuah, they were nevi'os. Vesanyan shemaihu, and their names are mius, not such nice names. Chada shema ziborta, one of the names is, which Rashi says is referring to Devira. The Chada shema karkushta, and one of them's name is Chulda. That even though that Devira and Chulda, really the names themselves symbolize very lowly creatures, right? So still, they were noihig with chashivas, against men, and it was not a proper way to act. Ziburta, how do we know from the Devira? Because it says Ksivva Vatishlach Vatikra Levarak, that she sent and called to Barak. V'ilu ihi loy azal lagabe. Now she did not go to him. Now, normally, if it's the normal relationship between a woman and a man, if the woman needs the man, she's not going to call to the man. She's going to walk over and go to the man. And the fact that here she called out to the man and told him to come to her, that was a little bit of a bizayin. Karkushta and also Chulda, Ksiv by the Pasuk says that when she was answering Yoshio. Imru la'ish, the pasuk says Imru la'ish, and it says Asher shalach eschem eloi. He says, say to the man who sent me. V'loy amru Imru la'melach, and she did not say to the king. So you see that she was a little too much of herself here as well. So not a great idea for women to put themselves in that type of place. Amr of Nachman Chulda b'mnei banav shel Yehoshua. Haisa. Chulda was from the children of the grandchildren of Yeshua ben Nun. Ksiv hach, the pasuk says Chulda, that ben Charkas, when it's talking about Chulda, it says Chulda Neviya, it says that the lineage goes up to the son of Charkas. Ksiv hasam, it also says over there by where Yeshua was buried, b'simnas cheres, that she was buried, that he was buried in simnas cheres. So you see from here that it was in his gvul, in his Yerusha, Yeshua's Yerusha was Timnas Cheres. So you see that the same Cheres is referring to the Charchas who Chulda came from. Eitzvei is the Gemara's Kasher of Ein Rev Eina Sabler Nachman Shmoyne Neviim Vehim Koyhanim Yotzam Merachav Hazayna. There were eight Neviim which were all Koyhanim, and they all came out from Rachav Hazayna. Ve'elohein, these were the Neviim. Neriya, Baruch, Usaraya, Machseya, Yirmiya, Chilkiya, Chanamal, Vishalim. These were the eight Nevi'im that came out from Rachav Hazayna. Rachav Hazayna, remember, was the first, she lived in Yerichai, that was when Yeshua, that was the first city they had to capture when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So that was Rachav. So they came out from Rachav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Chulda Neviyah b'nei b'nei asher Rachav Hazayna Haisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, also Chulda Neviyah came out from the grandchildren of Rachav Hazayna. Ksiv Hacha Ben Tikva, says here that by Chulda it says Ben Tikva. Ksiv Hasam, it says over there by Rachav, Es Tikvas Chut Hashani. So you see, Tikva, is the same. So it's referring to that it's coming to tell you that Chulda came out from Rachav HaZayna. So you see that Chulda came from Rachav. It did not come from Yahushua. Amar Lei, so Nachman says, Eina Saba Va'amrila, some say Pasya Ukama, that some say that it was from the darkened Kli Chereses, darkened earthenware Kalim. Mini, that there is from me, uminach, and from you, meaning it was from me, from, meaning Eina Saba, that says that they're from, that they're from, that Chulda was from Rachav, and me, so from me, that I say it's from Yeshua, and from you, that you say it's from Rachav, we're both right. Testaim Shmaitza. It's both right. Why? The Igar Yavanas Yeshua, because very simple, Rachav Hazayna ended up marrying Yeshua. She was Megayer. So therefore we're both right. It's not really a kasha. So Gemara asks, Mihavali Zaral Yeshua. Now did Yeshua have any children? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Nine Benoi Yehoshua Benoi. Says that Nine, his son was Yeshua. And Yeshua, that's it. Doesn't say any more Yichas after Yeshua. So he didn't have any children. So Gemara says, no, Bani Lai Havile Binaz Bantan Havile. He didn't have children, he didn't have sons, but he did have daughters. So Gemara asks, Bishlama Inu Mefarshi. So now very good that we went through and explained that there is some people who were Nevi'im. Yirmiyahu, Hanamah, Baruch, and Sariah, that we know that they were, but how do you know that their fathers were Nevi'im? It says Chilkiah was the father of Yirmiyahu, and Shalom was the father of Hanamel. So how do we know that the fathers were also Nevi'im? So where is this Kedu'ula? The Amr Ula says, Kol Makom Sheshmoy V'Shem Aviv, anytime that it says the name of the person, the Navi, and the name of his father, Ben Nevi'is, when it says the name of the father by when they're having a Nevi'ah, B'Yadu'a Shuhu Navi Ben Navi, so then you know that he is a Navi, the son of a Navi. Shmoy v'loy shem aviv. Let's say it says his name, the name of the Navi, and it does not say the name of the father. B'yadua shehu Navi v'loy ben Navi. Then you know that he is the Navi and not the son of a Navi. Meaning his father would not be a Navi. Shmoy v'shem iroy mefayrish. If the Pasuk says his name and the name of his city when he's saying the Nevuah, B'yadua shehu Navi me'oysahir. Then you know that he is the Navi that was born in that city. Shmoy v'loy shem iroy. B'yadua shuhum Yerushalayim. So if it says his name, it does not say the name of his city. So then you know that it came from Yerushalayim. So now all these, the fathers that we said, the Chalkiyo and Shalom and Neria, and Machsia, so they were all the fathers of these Nevi'im, and it said the names of the father when they were having Nevuah, and therefore we know from this klal that the fathers also were Nevi'im. Masnisa Tana. We have a brisa. Kol shemaisav umaisav oisav satumim. Any time when the maisim of the person that the pasuk is talking about and the maisa of his fathers is not explained in the pasuk, if they were good or not. Upar locha akosav echamahen. And then the Torah says in one of them lishvach that says that the maisim of one of them, the father or the son, was good and proper. Praiseworthy, kegoy, like it says, Devar Hashem Asher Hoya El Tzafanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. So you see that Tzafanya was the Navi, and he was getting the Vua, who says the son of Kushi and the son of Gedalia. So be a Duashu Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Then you know that he was a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, and that his father Kushi and Gedalia were also tzadikim. V'chol shapar l'cha kasa be'echad b'hem l'gnai. Anytime that the pasuk says that one of them is l'gnai, that they're not doing the right thing, and it says also the father, then you'll know that the father is also Gedalia. And this is talking about when Yishmael came to kill Gedalia, which brought us Tzim Gedalia. So it says the father's name in that pasuk be Yadua Shehu Rasha ben Rasha. So then you know that he is Rasha, son of a Rasha. Amar of Nachman, Malachi Zem Mordechai. When the pasuk says Malachi Hanavi, that's referring to Mordechai. So why is he called Malachi? Shehoyo Mishnah Lamelech. Why was he called like a king type of thing? That he was a Mishnah Lamelech. It's like a chashuv like a Malach. It's a mesave. Baruch ben Ner Yosrei ben Masai Daniel Mordechai Bolshein v'Chagi Zechariah Malachi Konus Nabu. So it gives a whole list of the different Nevi'im, and one of them it says Mordechai, and one of them it says Malachi. So how can you tell me that Mordechai and Malachi are the same people? Here the pasuk says that they are two different people. That's the rest of the pasuk. The Gemara says Tiyufta. Taka good kasha. Tanya, we have another brayse that says like this: Amir Shuban Karcha Malachi is Ezra. The one says Malachi, it's not referring to Mordechai. Malachi is actually referring to Ezra. V'chachamim Ayrim Malachi Shemai. Chacham say no. Malachi actually was his own. It was the name of the person himself. His name was Malachi. It's not a nickname for anybody else like Ezra or Mordechai. Malachi is his actual name. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mistabra command the Amr Malachi is Ezra. It's Mistabra like the man the Amr that says Malachi is Ezra, which was Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Dechsev ben Avias Malachi, because it says ben Avias Malachi that what? It says Bagda Yehuda v'sayeva nesesal b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim kichil Yehuda kodesh Hashem esh'ra'ev v'bo'al bas el nechar. So they're talking about this Tayeva that was done in Yerushalayim. And the Ta'eva was that they married Goyim. So Uman Afresh Nashim Nachriya. So who's the one who separated the Goyish ladies from the Jewish men who were marrying them? So Ezra, that was Ezra. The Chsiv Ayan Shechanya Ben Yechiel Ben Ne'elam Vayemer LeEzra Anachnu Ma'alnu Be'elikenu V'Anoishiv Nashim Nachriyais. So that's actually a pasuk that Ezra was saying that he separated the Nashim Nachriyais, the Gaisha ladies from the Israel, so that it makes sense that Malachi, which is the Ruah Malachi, said that, so it's the same person. It's Ezra. Ezra is Malachi. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Nashim Yefeifiyais Hayubayim. There are four most beautiful women in the world. Sarah, Racha, Vavigail, Esther. So you have Sarah, Racha, Vavigail, and Esther. L'man d'amar Esther Yirak Reikas, and the man d'amar that says that Esther was really, I guess, a greenish hue, Haisa, and therefore it could not be that she was one of the most beautiful. Mapik Esther Umail Vashti. So just remove Esther and put in Vashti in her place. Tan Rabbanan, Rachav Bishma Zinsa. When Rachav, if you heard her name, that would be Ma'ir Tivus of Znus. Yoel Bekaila, and Yoel, she was with her voice, if you heard her voice. Avigail Bizakhirasa, Avigail, if you would remember her. Michal Bashal Biriyasa. Michal, if you would see her, it would all cause Tivus of Znus. That's how, saying how beautiful they were. Amr Yitzchak Kola, Amr Rachav, Rachav Mian Nekri. Anybody who says Rachav, Rachav, he would right away see Kari. He would become a Balkari. Amr Levin Achman, Ana Amina, Rachav, Rachav. Achman says, what do you mean? I say Rachav, Rachav, and I'm fine. Nothing happens to me. Amalei, so he said, Ki kamina b'yaydo makir. Well, obviously, I'm only talking about if you actually know who she was and you ever saw her. But somebody didn't see her. Obviously, if you say her name, it's not going to do anything. Mordechai Yodas Kol Shernasa. Now going to talking about the Megillah. It says, Mordechai knew everything that happened. Everything that, I mean, that the decree to kill Akla Israel. And he went into the city and he made a Z'akal G'day L'mayra. He was very bad cry. So the Gemara says, "My Omar, what did he say when he was crying?" Rav Omar Gova Haman Me'Achashverosh. Rav said that he cried that Haman became greater than Achashverosh, meaning Haman's rishis was worse than Achashverosh. That Achashverosh never had in mind to kill out all of Klal Yisrael, and Haman did. Shmuel Omar, no, Shmuel says, "Gavar Malka Ilo Ami Malka Tasa." The Shmuel is saying that no, that The Malchus of Shemayim was Gavar over the Malchus down here, of the world. And basically, it's really a nice way of saying it, just a nice way of saying the opposite, that the Malchus down here is, meaning Kaviyachol, saying that it's going to be stronger over the Ratzon Hashem, Kaviyachol. And exactly how he was able to say this, that's the Mepharshim talk about, but that's Kipshuta, what he's learning the Tzaaka was. Vatischalcha hamalkamoy. So then the pasuk says that Esther, when she heard this from Mordechai, she was vatischalchal. My vatischalchal was, I mean, amarav shepirsanida. She was so scared that she was pirsanida. She became a nida. Rabbi Yirmiyah amar shehutzuchon nekaveha. Rabbi Yirmiyah says no. She just had to go to the bathroom because that's how bad the pachad was. Vatikar esel hasach. So what did Esther do? She called hasach, And there's some messages going back between Esther and Mordechai. So Amar Rav Hasach said Daniel. Hasach is really referring to Daniel. Now Daniel really was from the days of Belshazzar. He became the very chashuv officer by the king of Belshazzar, and he was still around by Achashverosh's time, and Achashverosh designated him to Esther. So V'lomenek Rishmai Hasach, why was his name called Hasach? Shechatachuhu Migdulasei, because in Achashverosh's time, Achashverosh cut him down a little bit from his gedula that he had in the days of Belshazzar. Belshazzar, he was much more chashuv than he was in the time of Achashverosh, at least in his role. That Achashverosh put him in charge of. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says Shkol Devei Malchus Nechtochin Alpiv. Now Shmuel says just the opposite, that anything that happened with the Malchus was only Alpiv. He had to give the okay. So what happened? So Esther called Hasach, and she commanded him, Mordechai, Ladas Mazev V'Almazev, to know what Alzev V'Almazev. Amar Bitzalik Sholchala. So Esther sent to Mordechai, Shema Avru Yisrael Chamishal Kom Shetayr. That maybe Yisrael was over the Chamisha Chom Shetayr, the Chsuv Behem, Mizeh Umizehem Chsuvim. That was Esther sending back to Mordechai, that maybe that's what happened. Maybe they were, that's why they had this such a terrible Xer, because they're not listening to the Torah, they're not following the Torah. Agidul Mordechai is Devei Esther. Mordechai told over Devei Esther that Esther did not want to go in front of the king, right, because she was nervous that the king's going to kill her. V'ilu ihu le'elzagabe, but it doesn't say anything about Hasach. It just says that it was told over to Mordechai the Dirvei Esther. Mikan, so here we learn Adarach Eretz Shem Hashivin Al Kakal, that you do not return if somebody sends a shliach, and the shliach is not matzliach in his shlichus, so he does not return with the message that it was not matzliach. So Esther sent a different messenger, not Hasach. Lech Knesses Kol Yehudim. So what does Esther say to Mordechai after Mordechai says, no, you gotta go? So what she says? She says, Lech Knesses Kol Yehudim. Go gather all the Yidim. And then the Pasuk says, V'goymer Ad Asher Lech Hadas. It says, then I will go to the king Asher Lech Hadas. Amar Abba, what does she mean, Shalech Hadas? Shalech Hadas, like not the Das of Torah. That meaning, Shabachol Yom Yom Ad Achshav Ba'aynis. And until now, I would always go, I'd always be forced to be with the king. I was only nivel to the king, ba'aynis, va'achshav b'ratzen. And now I'm going myself, that's b'ratzen. So, v'chashir avadati avadati. And then she says, and that as whatever I lose, I will lose. Meaning, k'shem shavadati v'beis abba, kach oivin m'mcha. The same way that I was lost as a yisayma from my parents' house, she grew up without any parents, so kach oivin m'mcha, now I'm going to be lost from you, my husband, as well. Because Mordechai was married to Esther, and now she was an Eishes Ish, and before that it was an Einis, and an Einis, she's still mutter to her husband, but if she's nivel b'ratzen, then she's going to be usher to her husband. So that's what she's saying, I'm going to be lost from you. Vayavar Mordechai. So Mordechai did what was a vayavar. He passed. What did he pass over? Amarav shehever yomishin shal Pesach betainus. That he passed over the first day of Pesach with a tainus, meaning he was over al din tayra. He said that everybody has to be guys. Everybody has to fast on the yontif rishon shal Pesach. Ushmol amar the over are kuma demaya. He says no, that he passed over a body of water in order to gather all of the yidim together in this fast. So he really went all out to gather all of Klai Yisrael together, to all be davening and fasting. So it was the third day, and Esther wore the Malchus. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Malchus? Big day Malchus, we kind of learned this earlier. So she just say, big day Malchus. It means that she had Ruach HaKadosh. It says here, it says over there that the Ruach Lavsha Samasai, which is referring to Ruach HaKadosh. So it's the same thing over here. Now we're going to go a little bit on a side point, which is, since we said something from Amar Rav Elazar ben Chanina before, now we're going to continue on something else that he said. So it should never be that a bracha from a small person is light in your eyes. Because there's two gedele hador that got brachas from two hedyaitis, two small people, and the bracha was mekoyim. Elu hain, these are which of the gedele hador? David and Daniel. David, which Hedyot gave David a bracha? The Baruchei Aravna. That Aravna gave a bracha. The Chassid, that the Pasuk says, after David counted Klal Yisrael, which is a start of the Magefa, Vayomer Aravna El HaMelech, that Aravna said to the Melech that Hashem should listen to you and stop the Magefa. And Magefa Taka stopped. Daniel, what about Daniel? Who gave the bracha for Daniel? The Varche Daryavish. That the Yavish gave a bracha to Daniel. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Elokach di ant palach le betidiro hu yishev zivach. Which basically means that Hashem that you serve should save you from the lion den. And Taka, he was saved from the lion den. Remember Lezer Machanina, Alti kilas hedyot hakal v'nacha. A klala from a hedyot also should not be light in your eyes. Shari Avimelech kila sara, because Avimelech cursed Sarah. He says, Hinehi l'cha ksus einayim. He says, this should be a ksus einayim, meaning that you should be blind. V'niskayim v'zaran, it was niskayim and her children, meaning in Yitzhak. V'hiki Yitzhak and Yitzhak v'techen eilav, and Yitzhak became blind. So that was the klala that was mekuyim, even though it was from a hedyot like Avimelech. You see that a midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Adam shayface kedera va'achkach nois l'teich ha'mayim. That first, for a midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that first we have a pot. We take the pot and we fill the pot up with water. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu nois in mayim va'achkach shayface ha'kedera. But Hashem, He first puts the water and then He puts a pot around the water. Meaning that Hashem first puts the water in the ear, and then He brings clouds to hold the water. Anybody that says something in the name of the person who really said it, just like over here, that Esther said in the name of Mordechai to the Melech that Bigster and Seresh were going to try to kill him, so that ended up bringing the Gula, because later on, right, that led to the Gula. So that's the idea, that you should always say something over in the name of the person that said it. Tzadik Avad. But Doirei Avad, a tzaddik that is lost, meaning a tzaddik that is nifter, he is only lost to his generation, meaning he's still fine because he goes to Gan Eden, but his generation loses it. Mashal Adam Shavdalai Margolis, it's a mashal to a person who loses a precious gem, like a diamond. Kol Makam Shehi Margolish Ma, anywhere where that gem is, the gem is still the gem. You just can't find it. Loyavda El Baila, so it's only lost to the Baal. Person who owns it can't find it, but the gem is still the gem. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Ze einenu shayvali." V'chol ze einenu shayvali. So Haman said that all of this is not worth anything to me. When he saw Mordechai, he got so mad. He says, "All of this, everything that I have, is not worth anything to me." When I see Mordechai, Amr lezer machanina. B'shasharo Haman es Mordechai yoishu b'shar melech Amar. When Haman saw Mordechai sitting at the shar melech, he said, "Kol ze einenu shayvali." None of this is worth it to me. V'chimishum deroy Mordechai yoishu b'shar melech Amar kol ze einenu shayvali. What does that have to do with that? Why is nothing worth it? Because you see Mordechai. Why is that? Ela kid Rav Chizda, means like Rav Chizda. Amr Rav Chizda ze baber puzbuli. Meaning that Mordechai came with a prosbul, with a star of Eisher, of riches. Vizeh and Haman ba birprosbuti. And Haman comes with a taina of Anias. She says it's a taina of Anias. Meaning that Mordechai really owned everything that Haman had, because he was his servant. Amar of Papa of Akarule Avda de Mizdaban Bitalme. That there was a story that Haman ended up selling himself to Mordechai for bread. So this shtar that Mordechai had basically said that Haman is selling himself to Mordechai for this bread, whatever the story was. So that's why he's saying it's not worth it, because Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi. So everything really that Haman ever had is not worth it then, because as long as he sees Mordechai that he has the shtar, then it's really all Mordechai's. All of this is not worth it to me. What do you mean all zeh? This is referring to that he would carry around with him a a very chashev stone, and on that stone would show all the places where his storehouses were. So he says, Chozev, he's pointing to his stone that was really the map to all his storehouses. When he saw Mordechai sitting in the Shar HaMelech, you see that's what he pointed to, this stone, and said, this is all not worth it to me. In the future, Hashem is going to be the crown of the head of every tzaddik. Shenemar b'yema hu yi Hashem tzvakos la'ateres tzvi. Mai la'ateres tzvi u'letzefiras tefara. The rest of the pasuk says u'letzefiras tefara, that he will be la'ateres tzvi and tzefiras tefara. La'oysen tzivyoynoi v'lam tzapin tefartai. To the people that do the ratzon of Hashem and who hope for his tefaras, for his shvach, for his praise. Those are the people that will get Hashem to be their crown. Yachol lakol, you would think that this means anybody. Tamalayim l'sha'ar amoy, l'misha meisim atzma kishirayim. You would think that this refers to anybody, even if somebody has too much gaiva about it. He says, no, therefore it's saying, l'misha meisim atzma kishirayim, if you put yourself, you make yourself like shirayim oichos, so that's not so chashev, so then you will inherit this my love, having Hashem as your crown. Then the pasuk continues at Luruach Mishpat. Ze Hadonis Yitzray. This is somebody who forces his Yetzahara to do tshuva. He forces his Yetz to do tshuva. Well, Yoshev al Mishpat. What's that talking about? Ze Hadon Din Emes Lamitay. That's referring to somebody who judges a Din Emes Lamitay. Vilikvura zehem misgaber al yitzra. This is somebody who's misgaber over his yitzra hara. He doesn't listen to his yitzra hara. Meshivim uchama. Who is this referring to? Shenaisim naisim mechamta shaltera. That they are naisim and naisim. They fight and they deal with milchama shaltera. Mechamta shaltera. Shaara. Elu tamid chachamim. Shemashkim are even batting nes about the midrash. This is referring to tamid chachamim that get up early and go late and go to sleep late. I mean, because they're hanging out in the shuls and batting midrash all day. So this is what the pasuk is referring to. These type of people, they are the ones that are going to merit to have Hashem as their hashroes hashchina. Then the pasuk says, "Amra midas hadin l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So midas hadin said in front of Hashem. Ribbono shel Olam, ma nishanu elam elam? What's the difference between the umas ha'olam and Yisrael? How come just Yisrael gets the schus to have the hashroes hashchina if they have these midas? The umas ha'olam also have these midas. These adon din emes lamita, and you know some of them are very nice, right? Look around the garden; they're very nice. They have nice midos. Amalak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shakodesh Baruch says, "Yisrael, Aska b'Taira." Not Yisrael, or Isaac and Taira. Umasayla mali Aska b'Taira. See, it all comes down to Isaac and Taira. Amalei, she says, "Gam Eila b'Yayin Shagu v'Shechar To." So it comes out also the Yisrael, the Rishayim in Yisrael that get judged in Gehenim is because they were not Isaac and Taira. Paku Pulila. So the Gemara says, "Ain paku ela gehenim." Paku is referring to gehenim. Shenemar, v'loisia zeis l'chalapuka. It's referring to when Abigail was talking to David. He says, "There should not be a lapuka." We're referring to gehenim. V'ain plila plilia ela dayanim. That's referring to dayanim. Shenemar, v'nasim beflilim. Okay, so that means that you're going to be done to gehenim if you're not Isaac and Tyre. That's basically what it's saying. All right, we'll stop here.